Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
So none of us had any sleep last night, so you'll have to excuse us. We're a little delirious, my apologies, and this is sincere, my apologies for not starting the program with "Thank you, Lord. Thank you to the Almighty for giving us not what we deserve, but giving us mercy, which we do not deserve." That we witnessed a miracle last night with everything that was going against us, everything that, this shouldn't have happened last night. I mean, I'm glad it did, but, you know, they have spent $500 million just on abortion. $500 million on the abortion message. The direction of our country is completely in the wrong direction, and enough people woke up, enough people saw that and stood up, and were willing to be called Nazis and everything else. And they just didn't care. And I think that was a miracle. And God was gracious.
That was conservative commentator Glenn Beck on his November 6 podcast, rebroadcast on YouTube, talking about the results of the 2024 election. I don't agree with Beck that we don't deserve Trump and the Republicans' victory, but I have to agree that it really was some kind of miracle. If you didn't see my October 27 show, I had expressed my great fear that we were going to see another stolen or substantially stolen election on November 5. And as I said then, and I'm so happy to say now, I am very happy to have been wrong. However, I wasn't completely wrong. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you. I'm sorry, conservative talk television now, covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio and Television Network at bbsradio.com. So here's my take on some of what happened that helped swing the election in our favor. There was and still is a lot of cheating and other illicit efforts going on, either by those actively engaging in these activities or by those aiding and abetting them, both inside and outside our country. And votes are still being counted in numerous U.S. Senate and House races, so the exact outcome of the 2024 election remains to be seen. It's not at this point clear just how big the Republican wins in Congress were, but it does appear, again at this point, that Republicans will control both chambers of Congress. But just how many of these people are rhinos, that is, Republicans in name only, and will either willingly rebel or be pressured to rebel against Donald Trump and sabotage his efforts, we don't know yet. You can be sure that the Democrats and their allies will be doing everything they can to see that this is done. I'm still trying to analyze exactly what happened that allowed Trump and Republicans to win this decisive victory, but I can't comprehend all the reasons, I'm sure, of why things turned out as they did. Given the enormously powerful forces arrayed against us, I'm inclined to believe that there were forces unseen and actions unknown as of yet that helped with this huge win for freedom and prosperity. Although many of the minions of the left see it as a dictatorship, it's ridiculous, that Trump's going to kill blacks and other crap like that. But anyway, moving on. As you'll shortly hear, former U.S. Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who President Trump has said should be head of the Secret Service, relate on his podcast after the election that there were mysterious vote data dumps late at night that caused Republican U.S. Senate candidates Hovde in Wisconsin and Brown in Nevada to lose their leads and their Democrat opponents opponents be declared winners in those races. In Michigan, again, the state goes for Trump, but the Democrat Alyssa Slotkin wins the Senate seat. In Pennsylvania, as of this point, election officials still have 100,000 ballots to adjudicate. So even though the Republican, I think it's McCormick, has been declared the winner for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania, the Democrat incumbent is not conceding defeat. Again, as of right now, it looks to me that if we don't have too much more election chicanery, Republicans will have another slim majority in the House of Representatives, though there are dozens of races yet to be called. I firmly believe Trump and the MAGA Republicans' victory should have been considerably greater, and would have been had there not been so much cheating on the part of the Communist Democrats, as retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General and Election Integrity Activist and author Thomas McKinnerney calls them. And don't forget the rhinos, who undoubtedly are still aiding and abetting their Communist Democrat allies. Trump was right when he said the 2024 election was a choice between freedom and communism. You'll see vote totals for president in the 2024 race on a video clip from one of election integrity activist Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's podcasts, which appear to show that less people voted, I believe, it shows that, for Trump this time than in 2020. But vote totals were and still are being counted as of this broadcast. So I just today saw an article posted on thegatewaypundit.com by its editor Jim Hoft, citing the website decisiondeskhq.com's most recent vote totals, now showing that Trump has surpassed in 2024 the vote total for him of more than 74 million he got in 2020. Still, it's appalling to me that probably more than 70 million people will have voted for the cackling communist, also known as the communist monster Joe Biden's surrogate, in 2024. How could so many people be so brainwashed and stupid to vote for communism? True, Harris and her handlers tried to play down her radical leftist vote record as a U.S. senator. But I also understand in one recent interview, she declared that she couldn't think of one thing she would have done differently than Joe Biden if she had been president. But enough Americans, thank God, saw through her trickery. So here are my thoughts on some of what happened that made the difference for Donald Trump and the Republicans. Despite my fear it wouldn't be enough, there were many thousands of Trump supporters and other election integrity supporters on the ground at voting centers around the country watching for fraud, as well as many dedicated lawyers looking at the voting activities and challenging issues as they saw them. And while many people among the Communist Democrats were so brainwashed they still voted for Kamala, many others, I believe, while they apparently hate Trump and Republicans, were so appalled by what has been happening to the country under Biden-Harris, they sat out the election and didn't vote for Harris and the other Democrats. Still, others changed their minds and voted for Trump and other Republicans. Also, this time around, we don't have another pandemic scaring the hell out of people and the courts allowing clear violations of state and federal election laws, such as receipt and counting of ballots received days after election day, though there was still some of this going on, as I understand it. Also, there were widespread efforts to eliminate the massive numbers of illegal and invalid voter registrations across the country, which is very important, though much work in this area remains to be done, along with eliminating illegal voting by non-citizens and other corrupt and illegal election practices. At this point, I'm still researching the issue, but I haven't been able to see anything about what happened, what might have been done to reduce, if not eliminate, the massive cyber attacks on electronic voting equipment and vote totals transmitted over the internet that reportedly occurred in 2020 and 2022. So I can't say much about this area of my election concerns. And I have to think that even with all the maniacal lockstep support of communist Democrats and their fellow traveler Republicans, who are always so widely miscast as so-called liberals, a good number of these people, witnessing the horrendous threats of open borders, runaway spending, and other catastrophic actions of the Biden-Harris regime, ultimately realize that America as we have known it is disappearing, and they have to have seen that a communist totalitarian replacement state was not going to be in their best interests, to say the least. Then there was the enormously powerful support of people like Elon Musk, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy, and all the other powerful political figures, and among them many true Republicans, as well as many conservative media figures across the nation who so wholeheartedly threw their support to Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. I should say alternative media figures, since the legacy media, the so-called mainstream media, was pretty much all in for Kamala Harris. With these things said, let's review a few more video clips of post-election analysis. As I've been doing lately, I'm going to play these clips back-to-back without comment. The first is from Dan Bongino's November 7 program on Rumble.com and elsewhere. The second is from Javon Hunton Pulitzer's November 6 program, also broadcast on Rumble.com and elsewhere. And the last clip is from the November 7th, The Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com and also broadcast on Rumble.com and elsewhere. Regarding the Alex Jones Show clip, the first part is a pitch being made by Alex Jones, both from a video he made weeks earlier and also on his November 7th show, relating that while Infowars.com is likely to be shut down as early as November 13, Jones plans to continue on with his broadcasts on other platforms, including X.com. A lawsuit, he said, was paid for by leftist billionaire George Soros, resulted in a preposterous $1.5 billion defamation judgments against Jones and Infowars.com, requiring him to declare bankruptcy. You won't see it on this program, but Alex Jones said on his November 8 show that he expects more and more serious assassination attempts on Trump and much more done by what he describes as the elitist, globalist, anti-human death cult to sabotage and destroy Trump and the MAGA movement. Jones says we should not be fooled by Joe Biden and others' claims that there will be a peaceful transition to power this January. We cannot take anything for granted.
Okay, we got to talk about something before we dig into the dirty details here. What the is going on with the vote counts? Folks, listen to me, man. This thing, thankfully, was a blowout. I told you if we voted early, we would screw up their calculation. There was no way to cheat their way out of it. And I was right. The race is over. Everybody's conceded. There's no going back and unconceding it. The race is over. States have been called. It's done. Finished. It was over. We swamped the thing. They simply did not have the calculus written in to make up for the early voter turnout. And I think they knew they were screwed. So I think they figured, all right, screw it. We got stuck with four more years of this. Let's try to, whatever, hold on to the Senate or the House. So late last night, we get these massive data dumps out of these liberal cities in the state of Wisconsin and in the state of Nevada. And of course, they're like, oh, the Senate candidates, Hovde and Brown, you know, lost. Folks, this has got to stop. To Republicans in the state of Arizona and Wisconsin, I understand you're dealing in many cases, not in Nevada, but in Wisconsin with a liberal governor. But you are dealing with a lot of liberals in the state legislature. You have got to stop this shit. You guys, Arizona and Maricopa and Arizona as well. You got to stop this shit. There is absolutely no reason why in the richest, wealthiest country on earth, where 40 out of the 50 states, or relatively speaking, about 40 out of 50, who knows, have no problem whatsoever going Republican, okay, great, counting votes, that you can't count votes. Get your shit together. You guys are effing up the entire country. Nobody believes anything.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Welcome to the crap. Yes, culture, race, academia, and politics. It's all crap. Now, I know you're thinking, okay, holy smokes, is this really happening? What's next? We're going to talk about it, but I want you to do one thing. Keep your mind open. My job in all of this is not to pacify you. And by the way, today's show is not a rah-rah program. You'll see why. If we're going to get through this, if we're going to make sure this never happens again, we've got a four-year reprieve. If we're going to make sure this never happens again, we've got work. And we've got a buttload of work going on. I'm going to show you one thing you're probably not thinking about right now, which is the most dangerous thing that could ever happen to America right now. And I want you to understand, there are still states uncalled. We're going to kind of go through some of the results. But I want to show you something, because you saw last night all the networks comparing Kamala to Biden, how he did and whatever. That was them legitimizing what happened in 2020. You better understand that. Let me show you what the most dangerous thing in America is right now. You are looking at 2012, 2016, and 2020, and 2024, and you're looking at blue Democrat, red Republican. You are looking at the popular vote. Right? Now, you got to remember, what's going on right now has not been certified yet. You've got to understand that. It has not been certified yet. Here's what I'm concerned with. When you look at 2020, you know that absolute BS, total horse crap, okay, of those votes in 2020. Now, you can look at this chart two ways. Do you believe that Democrats are hardcore get out and vote? You better believe they are. They always have been. That's how we get our butts kicked as conservatives. Nothing's changed for me. We do not have two parties. We have a uniparty. I'm going to let you see this. Now, look again. I'm going to give you two different ways to look at this chart. One way to read this chart, other than 2020 was absolute BS, did 20 million Democrat voters just instantly disappear? Look at the chart. Did 20 million Democrat voters just disappear? No, they did not. Here's the biggest danger we have. The GOP under Rona McDaniel Romney promoted bank your ballot. Pay attention. Bank your ballot. Now, what does bank your ballot mean? Get out and vote early, right away, early, 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 early. And it means we approve mail-in voting. We approve early voting. You understand that, right? We approve mail-in voting. We approve early voting. Why is this important? You see that 2020? It hadn't gone away. How did 2020 happen? With a massive flood of mail-in ballots. What did the GOP promote? Mail-in ballots, early voting. We've got to win. The GOP is going to claim that's it. The GOP is going to claim that is what did it, mail-in voting and early voting. Do you know what that means? More states are going to go to mail-in voting. That is the danger. That is the danger, folks. Because now that methodology is the approved imprimatur of the GOP as well. That's why I tell you, we had a four-year reprieve. That's all we've got. But we're going to have to fight the GOP as we always had, because they're going to say, no, that's why we won it. That's why we won it. It was our win. Hell no. You're broken. You're crooked. It's the uniparty. And we have to get rid of mail-in voting and early vote and go back to the old days.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars should be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
It is Thursday, November 7th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. thank you so much for joining us today, my friends. I cannot stress enough to all of you that we have a real chance, not just at restoring our republic and fully retaking it from the grasp of the kleptocratic New World Order globalist death cult. We are within striking distance of completely destroying and stopping the New World Order global government project. They are admitting that in their own publications, and I don't just believe them, I can see it, I can know it before they said it. I've been saying it for 30 years. That what they're pushing is so evil, so draconian, so out of control, so destructive, so anti-human, that it has a leg up on us because it's so horrible, people just can't interface with this level of evil. They just can't admit it to themselves. But if you do admit it and actually research their own admissions and their own plans, then they're so arrogant, it's all laid out there, then humanity will wake up and fully reject it. And so yesterday, I'd had like 3 hours sleep. Did a pretty good job, but I was shell-shocked by the victory. I got 8 hours sleep last night. Feel great. Totally energized. And I'm crystal clear on what's going on and what's unfolding. And just devastating victory. Congratulations, everyone. We overpowered the deep state. They tried to steal it. Massive fraud. But as I told you from the numbers, a massive landslide could override them and then would just look like a moderate victory. But he did win the popular vote. We won the popular vote and, of course, the Electoral College. So that's the first time for Trump doing that because of the fraud that was baked in the first time. He won the Electoral but not the popular. So, and it looks like we're going to keep the House, though not with a big majority, but in a way that's better because then the patriots that are in there can control things to an even greater extent as long as there's not more defections to the Democrats. So we just have an unbelievable transmission today. Special guest in the studio, your phone calls with X Spaces, and so much more. And just to show how urgent everything is, InfoWars will be shut down on the 13th next Wednesday. So the planets are aligned. The great quickening is here. Stay with us. This is a live emergency post-victory Thursday broadcast. Trump won. I'm about to break down what comes next. Must watch, share, live edition of the most censored broadcast, The Tyrant's Fear in the World. And it is you, the listeners, the men and women in the arena that have spread the word, prayed for the broadcast, and supported us, that have held us up there under unprecedented deep state attacks so that we could be on air during this most critical of times, the 76 days, and now we're only 74, to the inauguration of the 47th president of the United States. We overpowered the election fraud. We overpowered the psyops, the gaslighting, the propaganda, the brainwashing. And it was a massive victory. Trump supposedly got the same amount of votes he got in 2016. Kamala Harris got 16 million less than Joe Biden. Do you believe any of that? Because the RNC got taken over by the Trumps, because we had the lawyers and the poll watchers, and I've talked to friends, family, and people I know around the country, there were just Trump poll watchers and lawyers everywhere, because you gave Trump billions of dollars in small donations, and it was a lot less than what the big corporations gave Kamala, because you stood up, because you took action, because you got off the bench. We just scored the biggest victory against the globalist New World Order's 80-year history. Their entire world government project is falling apart. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Harari, the Financial Times of London, the Atlantic Monthly, the New Yorker Magazine, all of the different globalist mouthpieces and organs are admitting they're in free fall. You look at the body language and statements by Jack Smith and the fake prosecutions of Trump that were dropped yesterday. Totally scared. Letitia James can barely talk. Deer in the headlights. Totally scared. They're all scared because, listen to me, they've committed massive crimes. They believe they were invincible. Mayorkas, literally a UN former official, an NGO official of the open border operations, under this crime syndicate, smuggled over 25 million illegals into the country, millions of them children. In their own report, they released children, 325,000 and growing. That's a Senate report 2 months ago, as you know. Many of which went into slave labor and sex slavery. Senate report with the names, the numbers, all of it. The Senate was given where many of the children disappeared to that they did track. And That, of course, was then leaked to the Muckraker team. And they're giving their information to Congress. So just that alone, Trump, 70-something days out from getting his people in at DHS, and I can tell you he's getting a team and a task force ready. You heard General Flynn that's advising him yesterday. That interview, 20-plus million views on X. I reposted this morning to the top of Real Alex Jones. It's about five posts down. Go get it. Let's get it up to 100 million. Because it's a battle plan that if you go after the people that smuggle the kids, the NGOs that violated federal law, doesn't matter that Mayorkas waved a wand, it's still organized crime, human trafficking. Trump starts busting them. They flip NGOs. Then you're up to the nonprofits. Then you're up to Soros and the UN and the State Department. And their entire project, mass human trafficking, sex slavery, disappearing the identities of children on purpose. They didn't lose them. They disappeared them. That brings down the entire global pedophile network. I'll show you the General Flynn interview I want. That was Wednesday morning interview at 2 a.m. with General Flynn. The one we want is at Real Alex Jones. And you go to Real Alex Jones. There it is. President Trump planning to launch federal task force that will target the giant human trafficking networks controlled by the Democrat / UN system. And then below I wrote, if Trump executes this plan, it will bring down the entire global New World Order state because they use the human trafficking and sex slavery that governments under NGO control carry out to then corrupt all the agencies. Remember the head of the Border Patrol 3 years ago said, we now complete the smuggling process. We don't want to do it. It's illegal. And all the hundreds of whistleblowers that went public, senior Border Patrol, ICE, you name it, to Congress saying, stop this. They're ordering us to help them disappear kids. They get them on the planes and buses and vans, and then they disappear. And then we've had investigators that's come out on the ground all over the country, Florida, New York, everywhere, Illinois, Washington State, Minnesota, Colorado, Oklahoma, everywhere, where they're dumped out, in many cases, no paperwork, as young as 3 months old, and disappeared. And you go after this, you don't just, quote, deport the gangs. You don't just shut down the border. You don't just kick the NGOs out that are in command of the Border Patrol on record when you go down there. You simultaneously in the task force, and General Flynn agreed, and that's what's going on, by the way. You go after the human traffickers at the grassroots, and then they all roll, and you already have the blueprint. It was all publicly done, and then you move straight up. And then the public sees that and the deportation starting with the criminal gangs, the MS-13, the Venezuelan gangs, and the human traffickers. Everyone gets behind the deportations, and then you move down to the military-age males and the rest of it. And the women that were smuggled here and the children, they are refugees. They are victims of the globalist, of the UN, of the Democrat crime syndicate. And then you make them public. You give them support. You bring in real conservative and Christian and patriotic nonprofits. And they are refugees from the UN sex slave trade and slave trade. And they get to stay. That's what Trump does. And then we make them Americans. That's the moral high ground. We let the government commit these crimes against them. We bring it all out. We admit it all. We have, just like the communists do, but we do it as patriots, truth and reconciliation commissions. It's all over television for years. And we destroy the Democratic Party. We destroy the UN. We destroy the NGOs. And we regain America's soul at the same time. Now, that's my plan. And I can tell you that's the common sense plan. And I can tell you that that is the plan that is being prepared right now. And you heard Flynn say, yeah, Alex, let's not tell them too much. We want to be caught flat-footed. They know. And I'm going to say this again. If we don't hit them hard with this, A, it's the right thing to do. God's watching. We weren't given this victory. God's hand wasn't on Trump for nothing. We then morally are now aiding and abetting this. We don't go all the way. And if we don't get the enemy off balance and defeat them now, they're going to reconstitute and they're coming after all of us.
I hope you can see that our struggles against the communist globalist fanatics and crazies here in the U.S., along with their allies at the United Nations and World Economic Forum, have no intention of giving up their fight to enslave us, as Kamala Harris made clear in the concession speech her handlers wrote for her. We obviously have a great deal of work and struggles ahead of us to secure our freedom and save America, and with it as much of the rest of the world as possible. Javon Hutton Pulitzer said the 2024 election gave us a 4-year reprieve. I say it's only a 2-year reprieve. Don't forget there will be congressional midterm elections in 2026. Our enemies and opponents will be working diligently to persuade many millions of gullible Americans, to swing back to voting for totalitarianism, either through being tricked or being just plain stupid. Conservative commentator Dr. Steve Turley, if I heard him say correctly, has said the legacy media, largely controlled by corporations, or controlled by big corporations, taking money from and with money invested in communist China, and which, in my opinion, constantly acts as shills for the Communist Chinese Party, though indirectly. These people are still brainwashed and otherwise influenced by this media, and there are up to, as Dr. Turley has said, perhaps 20 million in America and millions more around the globe that are under the legacy media's influence. And that's easily enough to strongly influence elections, and in my opinion is why so many people here voted for Kamala Harris. So again, let's not take anything for granted. Let's keep up our peaceful, law-abiding struggles and get to work securing a bright future for ourselves and our fellow Americans. We cannot let up. And let's help these people, however hoodwinked and brainwashed they are, that vote for the communist Democrats. Let's help them to see reality and the truth. That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found our content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com and elsewhere on the internet. Look for us again with another show in this same time slot on Station 1 2 weeks from today. And folks, have a great rest of your day and evening.